Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stainis, and also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are going into our 30th year. Our conference has, amazingly, that we've lasted this long and have created this legacy of women coming together and share their stories, witness each other, and do lots of healing, healing for ourselves and healing on the planet. So I invite you to check it out on our website, womenofwisdom.org. Our two special guests this year are Cynthia James and Rianne Eisler. And we have lots of experiential workshops on many different topics and also panels on topics of interest for women. It's going to be an exciting weekend, March 24th through the 27th. And today I have Tara Scubella. She is presenting a workshop, Syncing Energy with Mother Moon. And this is her second year at Women with, third year at Women of Wisdom. She was lucky to be in our last in-person one. She is the founder and guide of Earth Tantra. She is an earthing grounding expert, level 4 certified tantra guide, kundalini yoga facilitator, death doula, and wilderness survivalist. She has over 23 years experience working in women's outdoor wilderness therapy, social services, family youth programming, adoption, outdoor guiding, and earth science teaching. Some people know Tara from the Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid as having the most bug bites on record. She lives her truth in harmony with Mother Earth by calling her nearly off-grid tiny house on the side of a mountain just outside Ouray, Colorado, home. And now she's transitioning to the life of a lavender farmer. Her website is earthtantra.com. So welcome, Tara.
Thank you for having me again, Chris. It feels good to be back.
Yes. Well, tell us about your work with Earth Tantra. How did that come for you to find this as your path?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you referenced, I am a wilderness survivalist, and I was on the television show Naked and Afraid. And that particular experience completely flipped my world around. I had no spiritual background as far as what I see as spirituality these days. I did grow up in the Greek Orthodox Church and maybe had a foundation there and kind of dropped all spirituality for my life. And when I was filming the television show, I was immersed for 21 days without any food, clothes, water, and connecting with Mother Earth in that way completely reset and regrounded me to prepare for a spiritual awakening, which I experienced a couple of weeks after that challenge. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew that my life had to change. And I did make some really big changes in my life. I left an unhealthy marriage, and I was this open book of, ready to receive and download information. And it was during or soon after my spiritual awakening where somebody introduced me to the tantric arts. And my first retreat was actually with Dawn Cartwright out of California. And I knew the first day at that retreat that this was my calling. So that's how my practice and interest in Tantra was born. And soon after that, I am a teacher by nature. I have a teaching and by nature. That sounds really awesome saying that, a teacher by nature. I am a teacher by nature, by training, because I have an earth science teaching degree. I was soon seeking, how can I learn to share Tantra with other people? And so about a year later, I went through my Tantra teacher certification. And then at that point, how am I going to share my gifts? Like, what feels organic to me? And with my experience in wilderness therapy, that just seemed very seamless. So I wove in a lot of earth-based practices into Tantra.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. How is Earth Tantra different from other tantras?
Yes, lots of different ways and yet very similar. So Tantra, the word itself, means weaving for expansion of, and there are hundreds of modalities within Tantra. So in that way, when we hear the word Tantra, we think, okay, a collective energy, But with through offerings, many people who are guides have a specialty area. Sometimes it might be sacred sexuality only, perhaps women only, maybe just meditation and breath work, or the parts of Tantra where we learn to drop into ourselves. And what Earth Tantra does is we weave in healing with Earth, or healing with nature, and then transforming with Tantra. So I weave in practices that have really resonated with me and that come from my heart to share with other people. And of course, offering Earth-based healing. And a lot of Earth Tantra's offerings take place in nature, or nature-related settings. So they could vary from really remote camping for a retreat, or at a spa or resort that has beautiful elemental elements woven into that particular space. So,
yes, so it's very much connected to nature, and you've already, you know, shared. We can see your connection to nature. Is there anything else you want to share about that? Your personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So my journey with connection to nature started at a very young age. I was the kid, right? And this is before cell phones and, you know, don't come home until the streetlights turn on. I would go and get lost in the cornfields. I would go to the creeks and catch crawfish. And I had a lot of freedom in being outside. And that grew over time. When I became a young adult, and my major shifted a couple times before I landed in earth science teaching. And at that point, kind of the science side of my brain grew in taking hydrogeology, historical geology, paleontology, and a bunch of the earth sciences. And so I had that science appreciation, and then I found myself teaching in a traditional classroom did not work for me. So I shifted into wilderness therapy, and I also worked in the outdoor guiding field. But what I really saw were people really relaxing and connecting not only with themselves, but with others differently from the first day of guiding or working in the wilderness therapy field until the time that they left. And so that's that piece of resetting ourselves, regrounding ourselves, reconnecting. And it was just a really beautiful process. And then of course, my experience, my survival experience completely changed the way that I looked at with my connection to nature. Because in the past, even though I saw other people unfolding, I was the one that was teaching or guiding, and I was always doing, right? So I have to complete this trail, or we're going to get up to the top of this peak. And I didn't allow myself to just be. Honestly, at the time, I didn't even know what that was. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes when we're teaching, we're not having the same experience as a student. So you had to go out in your survival thing with that Naked and Afraid show. But it makes sense that you had the awakening like 2 weeks after you started to, you know, because it's like it takes a while for things to come into your form, come into your cells, and realize what was changing, what was happening inside you. And so you're serving women through these tantric practices, particularly, I think. I know you work with couples too, but I think particularly with women. And how does that help them?
Yes. So again, a space coming from my heart and my own experience. When I was younger, in my 30s, I lost a lot of my femininity. And I found myself during and after, for quite a long time of my spiritual awakening, in refinding that feminine energy within. And so doing that work and the process of healing myself, I was very excited to share that with other women. And so when I serve and circle with women, that can look a lot of different ways. It could still be outdoor in the wild. It could be through practices like yoni steaming or yoni egg. Yoni steaming is the ancient practice. Well, they're both ancient practices. But basically you are sitting over some form of water with the sacred plant medicine and plant herbs to soften our tissues, to drop into this space, and open up our sacred spaces, our yoni. Yoni is Sanskrit for vagina, by the way. And yoni egg, if you believe in the powers of crystal healing, there is a practice of inserting a crystal that's shaped like an egg into your sacred space, into your yoni, and letting the crystal do its work. And both of these practices have a lot of intention with them. And I also serve women through other womb awakening practices, meditation, breath work, now introducing yoga, and oh gosh, there's so many movements, right? So moving in our bodies, letting ourselves free.
Yes. Well, you've talked about the divine feminine energy. And I think it's so something that we do at Women Wisdom of yes. allowing a space for women to tap into that. Just being in a circle with women, if you just sense the energy going around the circle. That's why we meet in circle. Mm-hmm. And even in Zoom, like we go to breakout rooms, it's kind of like we can see the circle, you know, even though 4 or 5 people, but you still feel that sense of being in a circle with other women and the healing of that. And you're particularly in this workshop doing moon energy alignment. Mm-hmm. So talk about why that is important.
Yes. First, I want to comment when you were mentioning circles. As soon as you said that, I'm drawn to red tents, especially in a teepee. I offer red tents and I'm envisioning, picturing, actualizing women, even that I've sat with before, or even women with no faces in this beautiful circle in this sacred space, sharing energy as a collective. It's so powerful, and Women of Wisdom definitely cultivates that and shares that sacred space in such a beautiful way. That felt really important to share. And so your question was, what is the divine feminine to me, or
the moon energy alignment?
The moon energy. Yes.
That's what your topic is about.
Yeah. So kind of stemming off from Red Tents, the very first retreat that I mentioned earlier, in sitting in sacred space with Dawn Cartwright after my spiritual awakening, was a Red Tent. And so my first introduction to Tantra was a Red Tent space. Red Tent is a place for people to come together. Sometimes it could be male identifying bodies or female identifying or all together, but typically it's for people who identify as female and coming together underneath the new moon and sitting in a time and a place to set intentions, to connect, to share story. And so since my beginning pathway kind of started with moon energy, it's something that's very dear to my heart. And it's kind of grown from there in different offerings around moon energy, even workshops and courses that follow from the new moon and through an entire phase, the next new moon, full moon energy ceremonies, and celebrating with cacao and new moon in many different ways. And I think it's so important to connect with moon energy because it's a practice, a connection that has just been lost through modern generations. So our ancestors, right? They didn't have any false light around them. Mm-hmm. They didn't have street lights or indoor lights, the glow of the city that surrounds them. And so they were so, so in tune to moon energy that their cycles flowed with the moon naturally. And just an example of that, typically women, if they bled, they would bleed during the new moon phase. And so women would come together, for example, in that red tent or a bleeding hut. Most often it was looked at as a positive situation, but in some cultures it wasn't. So I like to bring that realization and our awareness in. And during the full moon is when women would ovulate. So our sexual energy would rise, and even just the energy within every human person and even animals, right? So our energy might arise and flicker, and we might be more excited and more anxious during the full moon. We all know, like, oh, it's a full moon, so I'm gonna blame my craziness on the full moon. And then during the time of darkness of a new or dark moon, really dropping and coming within and slowing down. And we just had a full moon at the time that we are videoing this, so maybe we're coming off of that full moon energy.
Yeah, I think it's soon. I lose track. I know it's interesting because when you're with, you know, when you're out at night, it's one of the first things you notice when people, and even when we're walking, my husband say, oh, there's the crescent moon. Oh, look at the moon. And seeing the moon light come through our bedroom window, even though, yeah, we're in a city and have street lights, we can always tell when there's the full moon and that light comes in our bedroom at night. And so I think we're naturally drawn to it. It's just our busyness, our busy to-do lives. And maybe, you know, like, well, the moon is usually seen during at night, but there's times during the day we're walking at 5 o'clock and, you know, hey, there's the moon. You can see it because the sun's shining on it. And there is some connection for humans, that moon, because you just go, oh, yes, the moon.
Yeah,
reminds you of something. There's something deep and ancient about that. And I imagine because you live off the grid, you probably have very little light. I know now you have electricity and you're in a new home. But street lights and things, I don't imagine that are there on your mountain. And so it may be easier for you to tap into that energy.
So when I did live off grid on the side of the mountain for almost 5 years, we had very little modern lights in our life. And we had a window just like you that we slept under in our tiny house, and the moon energy that would shine in the window was just absolutely magnificent. And in those dark times, and I'm perimenopausal. I haven't had my flow now for 6 months, but I was able to actually sync my cycle with the moon for quite some time. And I moved in October, so like 5 months ago. And when we are exposed to so much false light, especially after the sun sets, we're basically vibrating with a similar full moon energy. But I'll talk more about that in the workshop. So that's a little teaser on how we can play with lighting.
Yes. Well, that's interesting. And another thing that you, I think, will be tapping into is womb energy. And for women particularly, I've interviewed, and I'm going to blank out on the name of a woman who, you know, we talked about, you know, there's our mind and there's the heart, that gap, 12 inches gap to the heart, but our power center is down in the womb. And like, okay, drop down deeper into the womb and the importance of that, that we tend to ignore, you know, everything's above the waist. And to tap into that womb energy is so powerful for women, and to honor it. And that's another thing I think that you do in your work.
Yes, it is so directly related. And if we even think about moon energy and the tides of the ocean, right? Our body is so full of water, it affects us too. And the womb space holds the elements of water. So all very connected.
Yes, I know it's gonna be a great experience. So I would love for people, you know, to be in your workshop. They're gonna have a great experience. I'm asking everybody as presenters and I think it's pretty obvious in yours, but how your workshop fits in with our theme, which I forgot to mention, is celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the feminine. What that means to you.
Yes. Yes. Celebrating our sacred pearls. This means so much to me in a couple of different ways. I think about ancestral wisdom and the time and the cultivation of a pearl and what it takes for a pearl to form and its natural beauty, just like us as divine beings. And I also think of the pearl associated with the yoni, and even the color white as our highest self, like a light purple or sometimes transparent color associated with the crown chakra. So light, just light in being a lighted person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, we're excited to. In fact, I know the committee is, and we'll probably encourage everybody, wear your pearls. Some people, you know, I'm getting my grandmother pearls out to wear. I got to put mine on today. I've been wearing them in my interviews. It's sort of, there's something special about a pearl necklace. We don't wear them so much now, but you know, in our parents' days, I have, whether the strands are broken, but I have a string from my mom and my aunt. And for them, that was a special piece of jewelry to have. And we've kind of gotten away from that in a bit. Mm-hmm. We're now doing more the crystals and the gemstones and the, but it's interesting. So it's, and I think the theme, and I haven't really talked about this, came out of a meditation from the group that had been meeting, and I think you might have been in that first meeting, the group that's been meeting to plan and co-create the conference with the council was through a meditation. And I remember my vision was just seeing this goddess woman, not really a goddess, but a powerful woman with this pearl in the heart, just radiating the love and the beauty of the feminine. And then Magda, our council member, she's a great, fabulous artist. She painted the picture that the woman that is in our conference art. It's in the circle in the overall graphic of the woman there with the pearl in the heart, radiating that love and light. So it just came together magically. And we're really loving this theme. So thank you so much for being on the show today. And we look forward to seeing you in March. And give people your website. And if there's anything there on your website that people can find out about things you do.
Sure. The Earth Tantra website is very easy to find. It's earthtantra.com. And let's see, listed on the website are events about Tantra, how you can get in touch with me. You can sign up for a newsletter at the bottom of any page. And also on the, I think it's under the other tab or media tab, there's events like Women of Wisdom listed there. So speaking opportunities and publishings and things. So, yes.
Well, great. Thank you. Great. Thanks. Thanks so much. And I'll be back interviewing. There's a few more presenters to interview. So, and this all gets put up on the website with your workshop. So people can watch this on the, when they're choosing their workshops for the conference.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris. I look forward to the last weekend in March.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yep. It is the last weekend in March, March 24th to the 27th. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for the under conference tab. You'll see conference 2022.